Listening to the Watch Chronicles with me, Mike Jeff, and Trey Lorenz, as always.
You know what's funny? If we, in the way we're dressed right now, we would not be able to get in to Circular Cut. I just thought about that. I just realized we would not be able to get in.
I mean, I guess considering we have on slippers, no.
Slippers, I got...
I have a do-rag on.
You got a do-rag on. I got my shirt cut.
All kind of...
Yeah, my shirt's cut.
So,
it's white. They specifically said white tank tops too. So I definitely, really? Yeah, it says it white really? Tank tops.
Huh? I didn't. That's
it specifically says the color white.
Actually. Okay, that's blatant.
Blatant, right?
Like that's just blatant.
They're not even trying to hide it. No
like
more.
A lot of it, I was like, all right, you know, when they did the, you know, obviously the bonnets, that's blatant. But when you go white,
this includes white tanks for men.
White tanks, like that's...
That's literally... They don't,
come on.
They
come
know
on.
What they're doing.
There's only one band of people you're talking about, bro. Like, you might as well should have put white beaters instead of putting white tank tops.
You can't say white beaters anymore.
I know, but you might as well should have done it.
We all know what they meant.
You might as well should have done it.
We know what they meant.
Go ahead. Just do it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a pretty famous, at least in Texas, I would say, restaurant here in Houston called Circular Cut.
It's pretty famous, I guess.
Celebrities know about it. Yeah. When celebrities come to Houston, they stop by. So, yeah, it's pretty famous across the country somewhat. They're, like I mentioned, celebrities like to visit when they come to Houston. So, it's known. They've recently decided to enact a dress code.
Mm-hmm. Which, in and of itself, isn't the bad thing in a vacuum.
No.
Because we've seen
yes.
some things that...
I laugh because everything they have, the dress code is broken down into six different issues of the dress code.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Circular Hood, I think, 5 times, and I can probably say I've seen each of these different things.
The only thing I feel like I haven't seen for sure is the shower cap. Like, who the hell went there in the shower cap? Like, the fact that you got to even be told not to go there in the shower cap.
To me, I assume the shower cap is like the do-rag, though. Not the same, but they're...
It's not the same at all.
They're a close cousin.
No,
okay, is a bonnet the close cousin of the shower cap?
No, the bonnet would be closer to the do-rag.
Bonnet's close. Okay, I can see that.
But because a shower cap, bro, like, that's a like a clear lake.
Hey, watch yourself. But you're almost in someone else's business.
I'm not... Hey, look, if you want to, you know, go to the grocery store on a shower cap, do your thing.
Bro. Yeah.
Come on, yo.
So for me, when I initially heard they was enacting a dress code, I didn't know what the dress code was. It didn't bother me because I'm like, I mean, I got killed, actually, the last time we went to Circular Hood because I had on a collar shirt, jeans.
Was that there?
Yeah, when I went to my wedding.
Oh, so yeah.
I got killed for that.
Yeah, you was trying to.
I mean, I was celebrating my wedding, so yeah, I was a little dressed to the nines, but I don't mind. So, but then I read it, and I was like, all right, bro, y'all, they hit every usual checkpoint other than saying no Jordans. And then at that, that's the trifecta of, like, you don't want black people to come.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, in Houston, Houston has a lot of history of bars and clubs, specifically in certain areas like Washington Avenue, Midtown, that are known for trying to keep out certain elements, and they usually do it by dress code and things like shoes and stuff like that. But
so do you think you remember that night we had in Midtown? Do you think it would be like that at Turkey Leg Hut?
Which night? Oh, well, you had to switch. I'm not gonna lie, if that were to happen, I would have just went home.
Because
I'm not going back in that line.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, at least when we went to Midtown, that was just a real quick walk back to the car.
Yeah.
So some of the highlights of the, and like I said, some of the dress clothes, I don't think that's that big of an issue. Like, you're fine for asking that. So, like,
No swimwear.
Come on, bro. Like, yeah, why are you tripping about that? No house attire.
Divine house.
Yeah, that's like, like.
Are they talking about like a nigga come out here just his robe? Like,
yeah.
If you're doing that, come on, yo.
No obscene language on your clothes. I'm okay with that. You can't be. There are technically kids there. There are kids there. People walking around with, you know, fuck the police on their shirt, like spelled out. It's like, I mean, I get the sentiment, but
I'm not with that one.
No excessively revealing clothing, like extremely ripped clothing. We've seen jeans with like the whole thigh is missing. So we know we've seen that. The one I didn't understand was it says all cleavage must be completely covered. You want them to wear turtlenecks? Some women are just have it. Nothing can do about it. It's just born that way. Like, you can put on a jersey, they're going to still have cleavage. Like, what are you talking about? And the other one is, no exposed undergarments, no sports bras, panties. But then they add the white tanks for men. And I'm like, come on.
So, which rule attacks you personally? Because for me, it would be the do-rag. I know. I've worn a do-rag there.
For you, do-rag. For me, it'd be the tanks. Not necessarily the white part, but like in Houston, it gets hot, and Turkey Hut is an outside establishment.
I thought for you, it would be the slippers.
I do wear slides. Yeah, slides but would probably be a thing for me. But to be fair, it's a combo. Because if I'm wearing slides, if I'm wearing I would never wear a tank top in general, but I probably wear like a basketball jersey.
Okay.
Which I don't know if they're considering that a tank, but it's my arms are showing, obviously. So I'd wear.
I guess they just don't want. I mean, I feel like they just don't want that specific Hanes.
Hanes tank. White. Yeah. White. We all know that. We know that guy. We all have that guy in our brain. Because,
you know, that goes with the no baggy
pants.
And
probably probably the distressed jeans.
Which also, I'm kind of like, all right. I also don't like that they're doing it under the disguise of their kids there.
Yeah, trying to be family. Yeah,
cut it out.
I feel like that's like the get out jail free card. Oh, we're trying to be family friendly. Like, no, you're not. No. If you're trying to be family friendly, you wouldn't have bottles of things of hookah all around
at every table,
Every single table, and huge ass liquor drinks. Like you can't tell me you're family friendly.
That's not what you
with the DJ playing. He ain't playing the edited version to back that thing up. He ain't saying thang.
Yeah, that's
you can't. So that's what like, but as we talked about on group meet, they started off at, I want to say, the rodeo, Houston Rodeo.
Rodeo, yep.
They expanded to I think they had a food truck, and then they got the spot where they're at now, and they've grown substantially. They have one in Dallas now. They've recently opened. They've done a food truck, I believe, in San Antonio. They've gone to San Antonio.
All on the backs of the people there now discriminating.
Pretty much, and that is when you brought that up. It did. I understood like that's infuriating because the clothing part. Like I said, I made all jokes. I don't dress with.
Yeah.
So none of the jokes are bothered. I can get in.
Yeah, no, I can get in and eat with ease and be comfortable.
The fact that you are literally trying to now not let the people, and those, let's be honest, the people who dress the way you're trying to eliminate are the ones who will flock into your place and put it on social media and give you that pub.
They got it out there like that.
Yeah. And now you don't want them to come because now you're successful and you got white people noticing you. You want to get rid of
where you know came what I'm saying? From. Get that white dollar, probably franchise, expand.
Yeah, oh, they're definitely trying
get to get all that from the business side. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. But to just, you know, try to push your people aside that pretty much, you know what I'm saying, made you, like, that's some sick shit. Because they talked about how they don't really have, like, no culinary background. They just
dudes,
they started doing some shit.
It was just a dude and his wife, I believe.
Yeah, they just started doing some shit.
And so people liked it, so they took it to the rodeo. Saying?
Y'all went through shit, and people stood behind y'all. Like, that's... It rubs me all the wrong way, man. It's sickening, yo. It's just disgusting. It really is.
Would you go back?
I would only go back if somebody had a reservation. I would never... God. Ever stand in that line again.
That's the thing that makes me, of all things that make me mad about Turkey Leg Hut, it's not the prices, because don't get twisted. If you've never been, it can be pretty pricey.
I think they're decent for what you get, though.
If you get just the food, but the drinks, drinks hit you.
They strong.
Strong as hell, I ain't gonna lie. But it ain't the price that might get me annoyed. It's not even the fact that the lines be long, because if you have a good product, lines get long. That does not bother me. The dress code, I don't like it, but... The thing that bothers me the most is they list on their website, call here for reservations. And I literally don't know a single person who's ever actually got a reservation.
Either.
Not Lavelle, myself, and for me, that whole 2 weeks leading up to it, I was calling every day because I knew, or so I thought, I was going to have my friends coming down. I thought they would show up, but they had other options. I thought we'd have a large party, so I was trying to get a reservation made for the table, and yeah. I could never get a call. I'm going to pick up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to stand in line. Thank God we got there relatively early, so it went by for Turkey Cut standards pretty fast, about an hour and a half.
That day was actually pretty decent.
For Turkey Cut standards, about an hour and a half. Yeah. But I really wonder if people are still going to go, because isn't, I mean, people have clothes. People have clothes that aren't ripped. They can put clothes on if they really want to. But are they going to take a stance of, nah, y'all tripping? You think they'll still go? They'll just be more concealed in dressing?
Yeah. I don't. People don't really like taking a stand for shit, to be honest. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, throw shots or make it seem like I take a stand for everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just don't. I mean, it's just like, fuck it. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good segue into some things people are taking a stand so that I just don't quite understand. And I'm talking about the Olympics.
Okay.
So Olympics are, if they actually happen, by the way, I just saw that Tokyo listed a
state of emergency
because of COVID.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, when I saw that tweet, I was like, the fuck you mean? I remember, oh yeah, we are technically still in a pandemic. Even though
we're supposed to be, yes.
Even though some of us, myself included, we are moving as if there's no pandemic and COVID never happened.
Well, you know, people follow their government. So,
well, yeah, true. So, yes, assuming that we still have an Olympics, but obviously, I believe her name is Sha'Carri. I may be mispronouncing it, but the young lady who is a track runner, she was kicked off the Olympic team due to testing positive for a banned substance, which was weed, not a performance enhancing drug.
Marijuana.
She was kicked off the team. And so in response to that, there have been some people who are obviously trying to show support for her, but they're doing it by saying they're going to ban watching the Olympics. And I don't understand that. Because there were people who were obviously trying to bash her. How could you be so stupid and you're so dumb for fucking up your money, da-da-da. You know, you knew it was banned. I'm like, y'all are going too hard. Because, I mean, hey, she did lose her mom. Like, I drink when I get sad or emotional. She smokes. Neither of me is better than the other. So, let's calm down. But then, and I feel like this kind of happens a lot with us. Like, people go so hard on us. Now, we have to become super fans.
Right.
That's what happens with Lamar Jackson for me. Yeah,
Lamar, for sure.
So, but their response was, all right, we're not going to support any of the Olympics. And I'm like, well, I mean, if you're supporting a black woman, would you go ahead? There are other black people competing at the Olympics still.
Absolutely.
That did work hard and with love and support of their country and their culture.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't really like that personally.
I didn't understand it because if you felt that the Olympics were being racist with that, which they weren't, by the way. But if you felt that way, the Olympics was already on bullshit before this incident.
Oh, yeah.
And they banned all the Black Lives Matter shit.
Mm-hmm. You had plenty of reasons.
That was the reason you should have been like, no, I'm not going to watch that shit. Like,
they did you hear the one where they banned a specific type of swim cap?
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
That right there is some fuck shit.
That, because that is
I feel like, all the shit that they should have been trying to boycott for, they weren't. But the thing that they shouldn't, they are. And I'm like, I'm not understanding.
We as a society and a culture, I feel like we're picking and choosing our battles
the wrong way. Yeah,
there are better battles to choose and fight for.
Yes,
than want to be banned because there's a young lady who admitted, hey, she broke the rules.
Yes,
she admitted she was wrong.
She broke the rules.
And she accepted her consequences.
Olympics were not out to get her. It was what it was.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to argue, should he even be on the banned substance list? Hey, that's a great argument.
It's a completely different thing.
Unfortunately, and I agree that probably should not.
Yeah.
But
fortunately, it is.
It is. She made a mistake. She had to own up for it, and she understood.
And she did. Right away.
I don't see like why you would not support the other black people who are trying to fight for not only the country, but fight for us as people.
It's so unfortunate that's been the main thing when, like we say, they've been on so much other fuck shit. Like, I think they took two women out of a contest because they have too much testosterone.
Yeah.
But they're women, but they won't let them compete with the women. Like, they were born as women and they won't let them compete with the women. Like, that's that type shit. Like, come on, yo. Like, what are we doing here?
I guess their logic was they took drugs to have that much testosterone.
No, they didn't say that they took drugs. They're just saying that they have a competitive advantage because they have more than the natural amount, I guess, of testosterone than a woman, I guess, should have.
This Olympic, I think we talked about this off the podcast. If you are an athlete, you're an athlete who obviously you train for the Olympics, like a track and field athlete. This is your obviously it's your end all be all, yeah. Right? Not like the NBA who has like not like the NBA players who have the regular NBA. Would you, after hearing all the bullshit that Olympics is going, the Olympic Committee is putting us through, would you even want to compete personally?
Probably, just to show that no matter what kind of rules they make, still gonna come out on top.
That's respectable.
I mean, I imagine, because I mean, you got somebody like Simone Biles, you know, she does significant things so great that they won't even give her a perfect score because nobody else can do it. And it's kind of like, but that's the point.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she can.
that's the point.
That's what it means. That's why it's perfect.
That's why I'm number one, because I can do shit. No one else can. So, you know, I mean, I imagine that's why they still do it. And the fact that, if you don't go to the Olympics and you a track and field person, I mean, then what like, what are you doing it for at that point?
And that's the thing, like, speaking of Miss Richardson, I do feel bad that she wasn't able to compete. Because I don't know what else, like, they train year round for this specific moment.
Yes.
And it's like, Davin Moore's not here. I just worry, like, what's next?
Well, I guess for them, I mean, you do still have the world champs and shit like that next year.
Okay. I guess that's true.
They do have those things, but they all know that the Olympics is when
it's the end all be all. Yeah. One thing I wonder, I think I asked this on Twitter, and I know me and Cassandra talked about it. Are you proud to be an American?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Are you?
I am thankful that I was born in America. Yeah. I'm thankful that I was born in America. I'm proud to be black. But just because I'm a United States citizen, I'm not proud. Like, I don't walk around with a superiority complex because I'm a United States citizen. And the reason I ask, because there was this viral tweet on a timeline this past weekend of the people just like randomly breaking out and singing the Pledge of Allegiance at like Walmart or some shit. And I'm just like, yo, this is weird. Like, I have never even wanted to.
That had to be in.
I'm assuming it was some small town.
Bullshit.
But just like, because obviously with the Olympics coming around, Olympics typically does bring out the patriotism in some people.
Yeah, you typically root for your country, I guess. I mean, that's what we do. We always root for the USA, but I do that because, I mean, I know these niggas.
Yeah, like I root for the
Olympic. They on my side, I guess.
I root for the Olympic basketball team because my favorite players play for the Olympic basketball team. If my favorite player was, like, if your favorite player is Embiid,
you're probably not.
Are you rooting for the USA team? Like, or Luka? Like, if Luka's your favorite guy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess because, like, when I in the 08 Olympics watching the gymnastics team, I wasn't necessarily rooting for the USA team. I was just watching this shit.
Yeah,
it was just on.
Because, like, like I said, other than that moment of, like, oh, the USA basketball team, I want us to win because obviously Wade's playing, LeBron. So I want the Olympic team to win. But
I wasn't.
The Olympics, I don't. I mean, if USA places are medals, I'm like, oh, okay.
I was rooting for Phelps.
I don't like swimming, so I can care less.
I was rooting for Usain Bolt though. So
that's nothing. Like, when Usain Bolt was running, because there was a black Olympic, there was a black USA track runner that was like his rival.
But it was like, you know,
and I wasn't fucking with that
because he not it. Like, you know, if I felt like he had a chance to be Bolt, maybe. Like,
yeah, no, I didn't care. I was like, oh, Usain running.
So I mean, yeah, I don't even really just. Everybody USA, like, no, I don't even go hard out for the USA at the Olympics. So
yeah, it's just like I know to a certain area of this country, that's we're gonna sound blasphemous, and the response is probably gonna be, you know, we'll leave, right? Da, 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 da. I'm just like, well, I mean,
I was born here. So.
Yeah, why did I leave? I was born here. That's the whole argument, right?
Yeah.
I'm a citizen just as much as you.
Hard to leave. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I can be honest and say I am grateful to be born in this country. Mm. As bad as this country is for me, it's a lot better than a lot of other countries.
Like, I don't know where else I would even want to go. Like, I like the food here. You know facts. What I'm saying?
I will say
got
I have
TV and shit.
Just because I've traveled a little more now as I've gotten older. I like the idea of living in Canada. Canada seems cool. The cold doesn't bother me.
I don't know about that bag milk thing.
What?
Bag milk, bro.
They have milk in bags?
I just know they got bag milk, bro. Okay. I don't know what it looked like.
That's an interesting one. And London. I always think I can... Initially, think I would like London until I heard the rap.
Your boy do some of that.
Those are the songs I always skip. Those are the ones I always get a quick. Once I hear that little accent come on the track, I'm like, no.
I don't know if I could like actually live day to day.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywhere else, like I don't think I could. Even Canada, maybe. But
Canada's probably the closest facsimile to
it. Depending on where at in Canada. Well, I mean, true. They got that whole 40 days and 40 nights type shit, like. 40 days of sunlight? Like, I don't want to go through that.
You're right.
Every time I step outside, it's fucking sunlight. 40 days of darkness?
Yeah, it's the darkness that would get to me.
I don't know which would be.
It's the darkness. Statistically speaking,
statistically, I know. But, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of on the dark side kind of person anyway, so.
Case in point. We're sitting here in the studio in blackness.
I feel like the 40 days of sunlight would get to me more, bro. Like, it's midnight, I step outside, and it's fucking beaming, bro. Like, that would infuriate the fuck out of me, bro.
Well, just get some blackout curtains. Just get some blackout curtains and drop them down when you know it's time to go to sleep. That way you kind of train your body to, you know what I'm saying?
It would only be cool if maybe I was, like, a teenager and, like, okay, I can always go outside and hoop no matter what time it is.
Oh, it's great for children. It is probably amazing for children. Because yeah, you can go. And why is that? Why is outside hooping only a child thing?
Because, well, for one, your parents probably don't want to take you to a gym or and pay for a membership.
True.
And so it's easy for them to tell you just get the fuck out the house and
go to a park or something. Yeah. Okay, that's true. It's just funny because I guess we'll go back to the Olympics. You want to talk about the actual the sport we do care about, the basketball?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. They're starting practice now. I believe this week, actually. I think they're starting practice.
Yeah,
they've
already
today,
started
right?
practice. Yeah. They've been posting videos and whatnot.
Okay, yeah.
Dame being a lead dog on activity and whatnot.
You think we're going to win?
Yeah, we got KD, so.
That is a cheat code.
We got the best player playing in the Olympics. So. Some would argue Luka.
I'm about to say some might argue Luka's the best player in the Olympics.
Surrounded around
who is the second best? I think Zoran Dragic.
The worst brother.
Yeah, Dragic. The worst Dragic. Yes. Not even the good Dragic.
It's okay, cool. You know what? Just for the sake of the argument, I'll even surrender as Luka, but you're surrounded around nothing.
I think there's always the usual suspects. Yeah, of course. There's the usual suspects of Spain.
Who at this point?
I feel like Spain lives on reputation.
None of their players are in the NBA anymore.
Yeah, the Gasol brothers, I mean, they might play, but yeah, they're old now.
Gasol's been retired for what? A decade or something?
Paul, you mean?
Yeah.
Close to three, 4 years, yeah.
Mark is awful.
He's on his way. He's coming off the exit ramp from the tire.
The other teams just, although the NBA is more global, that means that I feel like there's no dominant other team out there. Like every team got an NBA star, but they all got one.
I must say, there's obviously way more NBA players playing for other countries, obviously, but I think there are there's a few teams. I think every qualifying team has, I want to say, a player on the roster that has played in the NBA or is in the NBA.
Surprised.
I want to say at least one player, yeah. Actually. I think the Nigeria team has the whole roster is Olympic players. Not all good, like star wise.
I know the Canada team was like that.
Yeah, I think I want to say I think the entire Nigerian roster is Olympic players because I know three of them are from Miami Heat players actually. They're not.
Yeah, so they're not good.
Well, that's not, yes.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
Yeah, like, so, KZ Akpala and them.
I'm trying to think of, are there any good Nigerians in the NBA?
I struggle with it because I don't know. I don't want to be like, I don't know where a person is from. Yeah, who's Nigerian? Because I know that is a serious thing for them. So I don't want to misname somebody or edit that out. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know Embiid's from actually Cameroon, right?
I don't know. Go to fuck.
I think Embiid's from Cameroon. I think. I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure where Pascal Siakam's from, so I couldn't tell you. Canada should actually be good, right? Canada has Wiggins.
No, Canada has shitty players. They have Wiggins and RJ Barrett.
And Jamal's hurt. Jamal Murray's from Canada.
Oh yeah, he's the only good Canadian though.
Well, he's.
I mean, their team's full of NBA players. Okay, they just all stink. I just had to throw that out there about RJ Barrett. Just.
No.
I don't know why people think they ain't gonna go to the Knicks. So.
Oh, because then anytime a star player has a potential reason to leave,
the Knicks.
He's gonna play in the bright lights of Madison Square Garden.
The Knicks. He wanna go play for the Knicks.
No one has voluntarily chosen the Knicks other than Carmelo Anthony. And he only did it the second time because y'all gave him $150 million.
The Knicks.
Not a single star has ever chosen the Knicks. Not Jordan, not LeBron, not D-Wade, not Kyrie. And Katie said, no, I'm going to play for the Nets.
The Nets.
Who didn't even.
They went to go play for the little brother.
Who were the worst kept franchise 5 years ago before they played for the Knicks. Yeah. Jeez, I hate Knicks fans. But it's funny. I like Knicks fans because when they're good, they're funny. It makes them, because when they lose, it's. Yeah. I enjoy watching them get so hype and then coming down.
Yes.
It is fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
So, but no, I think the Olympics going to be good. This USA team is not as, to me.
It's not as talented as other teams. Definitely not. It's definitely the worst team we've sent since probably like
2004.
Yeah.
I would say since 2004.
I mean, because.
You have the roster put up real quick?
Yeah. I'm gonna.
I'll filibuster.
You got Bill, Levine, Star. Dane.
Three All-Stars. I'm
just kidding. KD. Cash Middleton, Jeremiah Grant, who's a Detroit Piston.
Don't do that. Okay.
Jason Tatum. Six. Okay. Kevin Love, who's a Cavalier.
I'm going to say six.
Drew Holiday, Bam, Draymond, and Booker.
So I'm going to say seven All-Stars. I mean, sure, Kevin Love has made an All-Star, but I'm not counting that bullshit. Because he's not relevant. You know, he's not like a relevant All-Star. So that's like seven All-Stars. Okay, so I'm going to go back. I'm going to do the 2016 roster and count the All-Stars. So KD, obviously.
Wasn't coming off an Achilles.
He's not coming off Achilles. Jimmy Butler. I didn't realize Jimmy Butler actually had an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, he was on that team.
That helps his Hall of Fame chances. I appreciate that. DeAndre Jordan, not an All-Star. Kyle Lowry. Unfortunately, Kyle Lowry's made several All-Star games.
I think DeAndre Jordan's made All-Star games.
He has?
Pretty sure he has in that West for big man.
Oh yeah, big man. Okay, so fine. One,
and I guess he was good players.
Yeah,
okay, DeAndre Jordan's not a good player.
Jimmy, KD, Kyrie, Clay, Paul. I ain't gonna lie, this team was ass. Back on it. You got 32-year-old Melo, Draymond.
Hey, hold on, time out. Melo's Captain America.
Bro. I'm just last okay, Captain America. It's my fault for saying ass in the very first person I went to. No, that's on me. I should have said Harrison Barnes.
Oh, God. Is he worse than Jeremiah Grant?
Yes. Because this is coming off that finals where he was putrid. Ooh. This is 2016. This is coming off that finals. So, yes, worse than Jeremiah Grant. Yeah, Jimmy Butler, KD, DeAndre Jordan, Kyle Lowry, Harrison Barnes, DeMar DeRozan, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, Cousins was good.
I guess back then
he was. Yeah, good boy.
Paul George, Draymond Green, and Melo. That's
a younger Draymond. Bojangles got Draymond. We got the older can't shoot ass Draymond.
Like I said, I'm glad we won gold, but coming back, so like from the 2012 team, which is like Tyson Chandler, KD, LeBron, Westbrook, Dirk D. Will, Iggy,
two gold medals.
Okay. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Love, young Kevin Love, James Harden, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis,
Carmelo. Time out. Kevin Love is back from the 2012 team?
Oh, yeah. You didn't realize that?
Old Kevin Love.
We got 8 years older Kevin Love. To be honest, I don't see how he made the team.
We don't have any big men. He's the center. Or, I guess Bam.
Bam's part of the center. Bam's probably, Bam's probably your starting center. Who turned it down?
Well, we don't have any good big men that are actually American. All our good big men are not American.
I was like, because in my mind, I went to when he told me, yeah, Jokic and Embiid. Them niggas are not from America. Oh, damn.
Aiden.
Where's Aiden from?
Aiden might be. I wonder why he didn't.
Is he's American? I don't know. I don't know. He might be Jamaican, I ain't gonna lie. The last like 18, it could be like a Haitian Jamaican thing. Damn. Oh, we got. You're kind of scraping a barrel. You can get Cat.
Who?
Karl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
I'm about to say, I'll tell you, after coming off this playoff run, I was going to say, we could take Clint Capella. He ain't American either. Damn, do we not have a good American center? You know what?
We got AD.
We don't. Well, he's hurt. You know what? No, we don't. The World Cup team from 2 years ago, they were taking Plumlee brothers. That's how bad it is. That's how down bad we got. They were taking Plumlee brothers. Didn't take Bam, though. And y'all niggas did not even medal. What about Miles Turner? He does not want to go?
I think he's hurt.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, that's what it is. He's probably just hurt. The other good big men are just. So, like, do you think he even wanted to go? Did they have to, like, kind of beg that nigga, like, hey, bro.
Who?
Kevin Love. Do you think he wanted to go? Because if not.
I think he wanted to go. I think he wanted to play with good players.
That is true. He spent the last, how long has LeBron been in LA? Three years. He spent the last 3 years playing with Colin Sexton and Cole. Oh, God. That's rough.
Which is why I imagine Jeremiah Grant is there.
Because they can't actually have their only big man to be Draymond and Bam and Kevin Love. So, yeah, you have to have Jeremiah Grant. Wait, Jeremiah? Oh, he's a forward. So
he can play the four, I guess.
At 6'8"? I guess so.
He does in the NBA.
I mean, shit, Kevin Love's only 6'8". Shit, our tallest person is KD. Good God.
This team is just not good, yo. Not only is it not good, it has no symmetry.
Yeah, I don't know how these people are going to play together.
We don't have an actual point guard that moves the ball.
Yes,
like, Dame will move the ball, but he's a scoring guard.
Drew.
Who's ass. Who we don't want on the court.
Okay, so I'm imagining what's
all our niggas are scorers, bro.
Yeah.
Except our big men. Bam.
I'm not gonna lie,
Draymond.
Draymond might 1 point. He might be listed at the four, but he might be the
our starting front court is actually gonna be our back court.
Pretty much. I would say Draymond and Bam are our passers. So they legit probably run the offense.
That is the most
interesting. It's interesting.
I've ever heard, bro.
Hey, positionless basketball.
Yeah.
Because what's the starting lineup? Obviously, KD starts. That's not a question.
So I would go, I guess, Dame. We might have a big lineup. Dame, Tatum, KD, Draymond, and Bam.
That's a huge lineup.
Yeah.
God damn, that's huge. And I guess you have, Chris Middleton off the bench for the first size, Jeremiah Grant, Booker, and Bradley for scoring. Okay. It's going to be interesting.
That's a pretty good start lineup, though.
I don't like Tatum in that line, that spot, but if he actually chills out with his shot selection.
Well, what I don't like about Tatum is he's wearing number 10 because he wants to pay respects to Kobe, which is fine. I just hope he realizes that he is not the best player. I worry about that.
He knows he's not the best on this team, right?
Does he though?
He's playing next
Does
to.
He's
playing.
He wants to.
He's playing as Kevin Durant. Yes, Kevin Durant is the only reason he knows he's not the best player. Because we all just Kevin Durant sent him home, and then we all got to watch KD for 7 games. Literally,
I don't know. Carry he might be like, yeah, you sent me home, but you have like Kyrie and James Harden.
We know he's
in one leg. Kimba,
he really is confident in his ability, but even he has to realize this. Kevin Durant. That's Kevin Durant.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. If not, do you think he thinks? Because he's not the one that worries me. Exactly, Levine is the one that worries me.
Oh, Levine don't worry me. I don't think he's going to get enough minutes for me to be worried. And two, he's kind of, you know,
he's a chucker.
He is a chucker.
He's a chucker, boy.
I don't think he's going to chuck. I think he's going to try to get a lot of dunks and shit. He won't have to chuck.
Okay.
He doesn't have to fill it up. He doesn't have to. He's playing with actual good players. You know, niggas play different. Like,
You're right.
Niggas don't have to chuck. I mean, we're wondering though if KD is gonna be the lead dog only because he just came out of a grueling playoffs.
Oh.
So are they gonna want to lean so heavily on an old KD?
That's a real good question.
Which means that goes back to Tatum.
Tatum will probably get the initial.
This is coming from somebody who actually likes Tatum.
Tatum will probably get the initial like line show, like the first, I think it's halves, right? Not quarters?
Yeah, I think it's halves.
So the first half.
It might be quarters. No, it's quarters.
Okay, so Tatum get the first couple quarters, and then when it comes to winning time.
KD definitely close. Well.
Yeah. It's KD and Dame, but
yeah,
Dame. I would say, yeah, KD and Dame were ahead of ball, but Tatum should know, all right, these guys are, like, winning time. Plus, the head coach is Greg Popovich. He knows winning time.
I'm wondering what will come from these Olympics.
I'm not going to lie. Last time, one of the times we had Olympics, we got the big three out of it.
So. Yeah, so I'm wondering because you got Bill's looking for somewhere. Dame's obviously looking. Who else? Levine's on a shitty team. So, you know. And Kevin Love's going to be, well, he's ass, but he's going to be a free agent. So,
in 2 years.
I think after this year he can be a free agent. Oh, no, they might buy him out.
Yes.
Yeah, which they are. They're going to buy him out.
I'm not going to lie. I would like that just because I want him in Miami. So, I'd rather not pay him. I'd rather not have to pay him his full contract. So.
But the Nets and the Warriors are going to pursue him.
So, you know, like we have to trade him because, you know, if he gets bought, he has options. He can choose where he wants to go.
So we'd have to pay him if we wanted.
But if he has Olympics, he plays in minutes with Bam and gets that bond, and everybody loves Bam.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
But that's the thing. I was listening on podcast, and we'll take our drink break soon. But they're talking about how, like, the Heat have a murky future because every big sign the Heat have gotten
has been off the back of D-Wade.
D Wade, the ultimate recruiter, he's in Utah.
Yeah, he's not recruiting.
He's not recruiting anymore. And Jimmy is not the recruiter guy. So Bam has to be that, like, that recruiter. And likes Bam, but I can also see Bam going somewhere else because he.
Yeah, and I also feel like niggas don't really rock with Jimmy like that.
They don't.
So trying to recruit, yeah, Bam, I fuck with you, but
your man's over here.
That man's over there make a lot of money. He's.
I
kind of long in the tooth.
Very long in the tooth. he is coming off a really bad playoff.
You know, thinking he the lead dog, and I don't know.
Yeah. Bro. It's going to be hard to convince a certain type of player to come play in Miami. So, we'll see. It'll be interesting.
I think Dame, I'm wondering who Dame attaches to. I can see Chicago making a trade for him.
But who do they send back?
Kobe White and some other shit.
I mean, they did. How many times can a team go all in? Because they went all in to get Vucevic. You're going to go all in and get Dame?
That didn't work because it's like, all right, you brought Vucevic over from a losing-ass culture. Not that he's a losing player or anything. And then you have Levine from a losing-ass culture.
Yeah.
You need a leader there.
You need a leader. I mean, it's crazy because – I realize how the value of an adult can be, how important an adult who is a known leader can be. And I feel like this playoffs
has proven that you can't quantify it. Like somebody to in the huddle, in the locker room, go, okay, other than the coach.
Yeah.
Obviously, because the coach is kind of like a boss. You don't really see him as on your side all the time.
I mean, that's why they say coach on the floor, right?
So you get that leader guy that, okay, y'all, just, you know,
calm down.
Step back.
Yeah. You're fine.
And give me the rock. We're going to be okay. We're going to be all right.
And I feel like, obviously, we're talking about Chris Paul. I feel like, yeah, the Bulls, if they could get... even
Dame Levine and Vucevic in the East.
That's a very poor defense.
I mean, yeah, ain't much defense being played, but, you know.
Good God. They're gonna have Washington S defense.
I think that's better than what people are saying. Like, I don't know why the Warriors ever came up in the Dame rumors. That never made sense to me.
Dame, Curry... in that backcourt, so who gonna guard? They're gonna be both running away from somebody.
Yeah, you can't hide everybody, dog.
It's hard to hide one bad fan. And as Curry is limited, especially now he's older. But Curry at least tries on defense. But hey, he's small and he's old.
I mean, yeah.
You can't hide him and Dame, bro.
Like that would be strictly okay, we're gonna try to outscore niggas, and that just.
And outscore them by shooting threes,
yeah.
Which is
a lot of threes.
Yeah, it has a high variance of success. So, I think that there are going to be a lot of friendships developed and backroom conversations, obviously. Because
Dame's never had this.
What do you mean?
He's never been in this kind of situation
with other star. I mean, yeah, All Star Weekend.
Other than like All Star Weekend, but usually he's not looking.
Oh yeah, this is the first time he's actually had a wandering eye. Yeah, and see, so what y'all do over there? What y'all system like? What y'all's culture?
He actually getting to practice with these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Play with them. That's different from all.
I really feel like niggas are gonna like playing with other competent. Because how many people are actually for the first time in their careers playing with actual good players? That's a good question.
Damian Lillard.
So let's see real quick.
Not Jeremiah Grant, but he's on the Pistons now. So
okay, so Bradley Beal. I mean, say it to my John Wall. But he's fine. He's made the playoffs.
But still, he's
yes. John White has best was never.
He's at the end of his prime. So. Yeah.
I would have said Devin Booker prior to this current year.
Yeah.
Not KD, obviously. Not Draymond. Drew, depending on how you feel about Giannis. But he's locked into a contract. Zach LaVine for sure. Dame for sure. Kevin Love. He's probably remembering what it's like playing with players. Chris Middleton's actually playing for once a team of the best player can shoot. I didn't need to take that shot. And Tatum
needs somebody else too.
Yeah, because he's been the best player on his teams, and their teams have been successful, but they're all been young.
Yeah,
so they
need somebody else too. So I'd say Tatum, LaVine, Bill, and Dame.
I'm not gonna lie, Tatum and Bam are really good friends, by the way. Like real life off the court friends. So
hey, my man.
Saying
oh, man.
The timeline of the age doesn't work.
I'm not gonna lie, dog.
You would take Tatum in Miami.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. He friends really be on that Knicks shit, dog. Other than the fact that he do actually get people,
we have a better success of getting people.
But that Tatum shit not happening.
I mean,
because a lot of people thought that Giannis shit would happen.
I did think that was gonna happen. It made sense. Him and Bam have the same agent.
Yeah, yeah.
Bam's the only person this nigga works out with.
Shit always makes sense when you can say, and hey, you get to live in Miami. Shit always makes sense. Like, niggas talking about Kawhi, and it's kind of like,
okay, no, Kawhi's a pipe dream. Kawhi's a pipe dream.
But people be like, oh, yeah, he called Jimmy Butler first, and he get to live in Miami. And
that is
like,
true, though.
It's like, yeah.
Those are all facts.
Yes, it's like, yeah, sure, but no.
Hey, man. All I got is hope, dog. If it's not hope, all I got to look forward. Hey, there were times where all I had to look forward to was Hassan Whiteside. You think I'm not about to out here be hope trafficking? You got your rabbit ass mind, bro. I remember those teams: Luke Babbitt,
shit.
Hassan Whiteside. Dog, we got happy off of half a season of Dion Waiters. I'm sorry if I'm not about to sit here and Photoshop every star player into a Heat jersey. I'm sorry. I'm hope trafficking.
Shit.
You want to take a drink break and before we come back for the second half?
Yeah.
We are back. The microphones are on. At least we know it, unlike Rachel Nichols.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I thought about it. That was off the fly.
I was about to say back like racism at ESPN, but you know.
That would insinuate it left, which
it definitely
never left. Yeah, so how do you want to start with this one?
I mean, if you haven't heard, Rachel Nichols she recorded herself, actually. And
I had heard that rumor, but I wasn't sure the actual story.
She recorded herself talking about Maria Taylor getting opportunities due to ESPN's need for diversity.
Or ESPN's crappy record of diversity.
Yes. Feeling the pressure.
Yes. Of
needing to show how diverse they are.
Mm-hmm. And she obviously got some backlash for that.
Yes. Yes, indeed. This was over a year ago. ESPN knew about this.
Oh, yeah. But just put that right under the rug.
Yeah.
Completely under the rug.
Knew about this. And then they tried to smear Maria Taylor's name, saying that she wants Stephen A. money. Tried to brand her as a diva.
Mm-hmm. As her contract's up coming up, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this, the thing that kind of got me upset, and I don't know if a lot of people noticed it. So I think the person who sent the clip to Maria Taylor was a videographer or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And after ESPN found out that she tried to give him, instead she gave Maria Taylor the clip, they removed her from her initial post of, I think, the NBA Finals, whatever, and gave her, as the article described, as less desirable assignments,
mm-hmm.
which is, as a HR man, a former HR manager, and my degrees in HR, that's called retaliation, which is illegal, because it's basically like, you can say whistleblowing, but you're supposed to be able to, there are laws that protect whistleblowers from retaliation, and that one just stuck out to me as an HR manager, and it didn't get talked about as much because, you know, jokes over facts. And it wasn't really a big deal, that part of it. But to me, that stuck out. That was one of the big things. Oh, and the fact that the last clip of the segment, the whole between Me Too and the Black Lives Matter, I'm just tired, da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh, you're tired of ESPN covering Black Lives Matter? I'm sorry, we're getting killed in the hundreds and thousands. I'm sorry. My apologies. Should we do that less?
And the Me Too, huh?
Yeah, oh, and the Me Too. Yeah, they just threw that one in there.
Hey, yo, how? Oof, I don't know, man. How do you not know you're recording yourself? I mean,
I've done that before. I've done the screen record which is just recording my screen on my phone.
And accidentally sent it to somebody?
Never sent it, but I've done it. Like, I've recorded. I've never sent it to somebody.
Like, I just, wow.
Yeah. And there are some people, so basically, after it came out, there's obviously two sides to this. There were the side of people who obviously were offended and angered at Rachel Nichols' comments. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there were the side of people who were like, she did nothing wrong. You know, I'd be upset too if they're taking my job away, da 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 da, to make up for the company's poor and proven poor track record of diversity, which is, in that sense, she's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
What side of the argument did you personally stand on?
I felt what she said was just fucked up because it seemed like she was trying to say Maria Taylor doesn't deserve, you know, what she's getting, all the opportunities she's getting.
I echo that same sentiment.
That's what was upsetting to me.
Yeah, it's because like it was like the idea of this black woman. She has not earned her accomplishments. Like, the idea of even just being good at her job never crossed Rachel Nichols' mind.
Yeah.
She just saw this black woman getting promotions, getting assignments that she feels like she should have only came off the strength of, oh, it's affirmative action now.
Yeah, like, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, y'all taking me off because now y'all need a black face.
Yeah, the thing is, hey, that could be true.
It probably is.
But to just assume
to assume that is not a talent, like, you know. But I guess that's why people were, you know, I guess play devil's advocate. I guess that's why feel where she coming from. But
some of the ESPN dudes, the dudes on ESPN have been the black athletes, the people have been coming out caping. It's like, y'all niggas look sick to me.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, oh, Rich niggas, they never did me wrong. But to just go above and beyond like Kendrick Perkins, T-Mac, it's just like, bro, y'all niggas look sick.
Which was expected. It really was.
Yeah, from those guys.
From like Kendrick Perkins, like that was definitely expected.
Why the fuck does he have a job?
Well, it's ESPN. Like,
God, he's... I cringe.
The whole thing to me, I was like, I'm just glad I don't fucking watch ESPN at all. Unless there's a game on there.
Of course.
I can honestly say I don't watch pre-game coverage. I don't watch post-game coverage. I watch the game.
Hey, like, my post-game coverage is the timeline.
Yeah, like, I do not watch ESPN. I don't watch any of their product.
And it's like, for me, I've had a few conversations with some friends privately and publicly, obviously, on Twitter. It's like, they're like, you know, we do it. They say we do it as black people. We feel like, oh, we don't get the job because, oh, they didn't give us a job because I'm black. Da, da, da. And it's like, hey, sometimes we have said that. We've all said it. But sometimes it's like, nah, bro, you just bad at your job.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Now that I work, like, hey, sometimes you just be bad at their job, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I see some of y'all resume. Y'all didn't should be bad.
You didn't deserve the job. Like, sometimes it did just go to somebody that was better.
Better, bro.
And we all know that sometimes people get opportunities because, you know, they cool with whoever. And, oh, I mean, that happens. Yeah,
it's not what you know, it's who you know.
You just, I mean, that just is what it is, you know. But, I mean, it was, with Rachel Nichols, I mean. And they pulled her up off the finals.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize this clip was a year ago. And apparently, so they had talked to Maria Taylor about it, Maria Taylor. And her thing was, she was like, I don't want to be in the same set as her. And so a lot of the spots she did, I guess, for last finals and some other games during the year, they're like pre-recorded early or something like that. And so I'm like, that to me shows that ESPN was just trying to sweep this on the rug.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they found they can't. Yeah. So now
they
made a corrective action, but it's like, just a joke of a company, bro. Like,
they really are. I mean, it's been that way for ever since they decided to go with the whole, you know, let's just get shock analyst on here instead of real analysts.
Let's make the show's debating show, which you mean just, hey, say the just, wildest shit. Wildest shit.
You be on one side, you be on the other side.
Doesn't matter.
Always. To me, the change happened when they put Stephen A on full time.
You think so?
That's when the change happened to me. That's when I saw the change, because it used to come on once a week or every now and then, and it'd be cool. You'd be like, all right, Stephen A on, him and Skip gonna go at it. It was all right.
Yeah.
But then once they put him on every day, it was like, all right, yo, like, this is too much.
It just feels like that's just the entirety of sports now. Skip, he's not even on ESPN. He's in FS1, I believe.
Yeah.
Him and
they want to pay him.
Yeah, him and Unk. Shannon Sharp.
Same fucking format.
I'm surprised they're not getting sued for copyright.
You on one side, I'm on the other side. Just
it's the exact bullshit, same show.
Just a bunch of bullshit.
And I'm like, I'm like you. I don't watch any of these. I remember I used to have a schedule. I would come home from school, turn on ESPN2, because you had like the highly questionable, you got PTI. There was a thing, it was like a good hour and a half of shows I used to watch on ESPN. And then
it was real shit though. Like, it was real.
At a certain point, he's like, yo, this shit just got, I don't know if it's, as I got older and I realized this is just terrible.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, it's really
bad. A bunch of predictable garbage. That's when it be, once you knew, you watched something, you was like, okay, I already know.
He's gonna say something.
What's gonna happen on the next show? We already know what the topic's gonna be. You already know what each person gonna say. It was just garbage. And that's, I mean, that's what people watch though. So,
it just sucks that. Like, the only another reason I watch has been the few good shows I did watch that got canceled.
Yeah,
I was a fan. Like, I'm a real big fan of Bomani Jones. His show got canceled twice, technically. So I was like, damn, only shows I did watch, nigga, they don't on TV no more. So I was like, even Michael Smith and Jamel Hill, they're not there anymore. I'm like, god damn.
Yeah, they started losing some people.
Ah, well, yes, there is that.
They started losing people, so it just, you know. Unfortunately, it's like that across the board with sports shows in general. I only pretty much watch NFL Network anyway. So
the other ones I don't watch because I no cable plan I've ever had has had NFL Network. So it's like, I don't get to watch them. They it's still a good program, but I never have a chance to watch it. Mm. I did see a tweet of like, rank these sports commentators, like, I guess worst to best to worst technically, or who's the worst out of all four of these? It was like Nick Wright, yo, guy who does the show with Maria, Colin Cowherd. Yeah. I'm gonna say Skip was on there, and it may have been Shannon. I'm not sure.
Skip I'll take Skits. Are definitely on the same level.
Me personally, it'd be Nick Wright. I really don't like him. Like at all. And I don't know if it's because he's a big LeBron fan. That doesn't help. But it's conflicting because he also is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and I'm a Mahomes guy. So it's like, conflicting, conflicting beliefs. But like scanning, like shipped, like I say ship. Skip doesn't bother me because we all, if you still believe Skip is really feeling this shit, like you are just goofy.
Skip doesn't bother me anymore because I don't even know what the fuck he be saying anymore. Because I don't take any of that shit in, yo.
When Skip talks, all I hear is checks being cashed. Like, no, that's all he's doing it for. So I got another million right there.
Like, I just, the fact that people buy into that shit is just, I don't know. I don't know, bro. Like, what do you want, yo? Like, you want a nigga to just say any fucking thing? Like, I can get on the mic right now and say, yeah, LeBron James not even a top 25 player in the league.
And hey, if that shit go viral, we'll get some sponsorships off of it. So say it a little louder. Say it slower and louder. But it's unfortunate that this is what sports reporting has turned into, I guess you could say. They're not necessarily reporting anymore, right? They're sports commentary, right?
Yeah, they just...
commentary. So it's unfortunate. But we'll wrap up our last topic. We do have the NBA Finals on. I don't feel like this is a very hyped finals. It's just sad because they're good players. And so we have the Suns and the Bucks. As the time of recording this, the Suns won game one. Game two will be tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
So by the time y'all hear this, probably they may be watching this, but. Suns won game one. They had a 20-point lead at one point in the second half. The Bucks made a close one in the fourth, but Chris Paul closed them out. So I think they won by like 10 or 12. Giannis did not. Giannis was obviously not 100%.
Yeah, I give him a pass for game one for sure.
Yeah, he was not 100%. And the rest of the Bucks, well, they're
the rest of the Bucks.
They played down to their regular level.
Middleton stabbed at it very well, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He stabbed at it well.
Okay. I think before the series started, I had said Suns in five. I believe you were Suns in six, or was it five?
Five.
You were Suns in five as well. So we looked good there. Was there anything you saw in game one that makes you want to adjust your prediction, or are you pretty much set with it?
I'd say I'm pretty set with it. I mean, I could actually see Suns sweeping, but I'm pretty set with it because, I mean, what happened is what I feel like will happen in every game is. The Suns will pretty much, I mean, if it's close in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
they're going to pull it out.
That's the, I think
they, because they have Chris Paul and the Bucks.
Have Giannis. Which in the fourth, that's not a good thing. So I feel like the only, and honestly, when I think about it, because I know during the previous two regular seasons, the Bucks had the largest margin of victory we've seen like in decades.
Yeah.
And I think it's because you also are front runners. If that team gets out to a big lead, they can coast on that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're
not equipped to win.
Giannis can keep getting dunks on your ass. You're done.
They're not really equipped to win particularly nail biters, which is credit to them for winning game seven, because that did come down to the wire, obviously. Credit to them. But sounds like an aberration, it feels like, right?
Definitely.
They haven't won a nail biter since then.
Because, I mean, they just... When it's late in the fourth quarter and you see them dump it down to Giannis on the post,
wasted possession.
He's just like, okay, well, that's it.
It's a wasted possession.
It's over. It's over. Because he's going to dribble, and put up some ugly ass hook shot that has no chance of going in.
Yep, no chance whatsoever.
Or he's going to turn around and dribble out to the 3-point line and take an awful shot. So it's just bad.
Do you think, especially off of game one, do you think Chris Paul, if the Suns do win, do you think he gets the MVP?
Oh, absolutely. Finals MVP? Absolutely. He's going to dominate this series. He's going to dominate.
Yeah, he has Drew Holiday guarding
him. I mean, he's going to dominate it, yo. Like,
31, like 8 assists a game.
Especially a Bud. You know, he doesn't like to make adjustments anyway. So, Chris Paul just going to keep doing the same shit. Yeah.
Chris Paul is not one of these players like, if the Suns are ready, they'll go away from it. No. If Chris Paul realizes a play works or a certain action works,
yeah.
He's going to call that same action 20 plays in a row.
You're done, yo. You're done.
And I actually do want, I want Chris Paul to win the Finals MVP, because I actually saw some tweet today that said Finals MVPs is the most overrated award. Da 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 da. It's award based on circumstance. And I'm like, look, and I ain't gonna lie, it was tweeted from a Curry fan.
Of course it was.
And I'm a Curry fan, but I'm like, we don't gotta go this far. Like, we
don't gotta pretend like them shits don't matter.
Yeah, like, we all know the jokes of, oh, Curry doesn't have one Finals MVP, Iggy has one. We can all say. Well, we know that's bullshit.
Yeah, like, we know
guns to someone's head, and you ask them who should have won Finals MVP that first time, they all say Curry. Like, we all know, we don't have to act like the award doesn't matter just because Curry doesn't have one.
I'm a Curry detractor. I only throw that shit out just to put a fuck up.
Yeah, like, you don't actually believe this shit.
Like, I don't think that knocks him down notches and shit like that.
So I really want Chris Paul to get Finals MVP because I believe Fonz P would help his legacy. It helps any player's legacy, if being honest. Absolutely. Same goes to Giannis. If the Bucks win, Giannis probably would get it. He probably would get it. Because if they win the series, he's going to probably average like 30 if you win the series. So you're going to give it to him.
They're still militant.
They're not. Hey, bro, I ain't lie. They're not giving. I know we gave to Iggy once. We're not doing that again.
They're not going there.
The voters were literally burned. Like, no. They're not giving it to the second guy when there's a generational talent on the team. It's happened once. It has not happened since. Okay. Not once.
Hey, if Middleton, you know, the fourth quarter is Middleton like, pulling the balls out.
Middleton would probably have to average 45. I really think he have to average 45 to win Finals MVP. I'm serious. Because short of that, because Giannis is going to get his 25 or 30. So he had to get a 45.
Yeah, he had 20 and 17. And I was like, that nigga had 17. It was a rebound?
That was the quietest 20 points he's ever gotten. I legit don't remember him playing well. And then I think about it, well, 20 points is only 10 dunks. I'm just saying. If I'm asking, hey, did Giannis get 10 dunks? Probably. I don't have to watch basketball or watch the game. If you just say, hey, put a prize pick on it, Giannis going to get 10 dunks, I'm taking over every song. I'm taking over every single time.
Holy shit.
So, anything else you want to say before we close them out?
No, just like, share, comment, and subscribe. And as always, appreciate the love.